From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, June 14th. Changes at the state level may delay millions of dollars in funding for homelessness services in Tehama County. NSPR's Alex Stutson explains.
In April, the Tehama County Continuum of Care was selected to receive just over $14 million in funding to address homelessness in the area. The money comes from the state's Encampment Resolution Funding Program, or ERF. But the responsibility for administering the grants is moving from the California Interagency Council on Homelessness to the state's Department of Housing and Community Development. While that's happening, Andrea Curry says ERF funds won't go out.
Yes, it would be nice to have the funding in hand. But that hasn't stopped us from doing what we can with what we have now.
Curry is the executive director of the Vitality Project, a nonprofit that coordinates the Tehama County Continuum of Care and will oversee the ERF funds in the county. Much of the money will go to the Poor and the Homeless Tehama County Coalition, or PATH, split between its recently opened homeless shelter in Red Bluff and other supportive services. Curry says delays between being selected for government funds and actually receiving them are common. The current delay is not expected to impact services. Services like a street outreach team that visits encampments and informs people about the programs available to them.
It's really crucial because if you don't have the relationships with the folks who need the help, they're not going to engage with you.
The outreach team can help direct campers to stay at the new shelter. But if they don't want to move, case managers will meet with them at the encampment. This service is ongoing even before the ERF funds have arrived. Curry says the switch between funding managers is expected to be finalized on July 1st, and that funds will start to be distributed sometime after that. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
A new sobering center will soon be open in Chico. Butte County Behavioral Health told NSPR the expected opening day is August 1st. The center will be a voluntary 16-bed outpatient facility. The goal is to help its users sober up safely while also offering opportunities for further care to treat addiction. The center still needs to fill staff positions to accommodate around-the-clock operating hours before it can open. Butte County was approved to bill Medi-Cal for some of the center's sobering services. And insurers who are willing to write new policies in wildfire-prone California are few and far between. But a new plan from the California Department of Insurance this week aims to incentivize them to do so. The plan includes a map of the state where residents are struggling to find insurance. It details areas of the state prone to wildfire and where a majority of residents can only find insurance through the California FAIR Plan, the state insurer of last resort. The plan would require insurers to cover a certain number of homes in these high-risk areas. For example, a large, established insurance company would need to cover 85% of homes in these areas. In exchange, companies would be allowed to use catastrophe modeling when proposing new rate changes. Currently, insurers are not allowed to use catastrophe models and instead must use historical data. If companies fail to meet the requirements of this new plan, their ability to use these models would be revoked. More details of the proposal are expected to be released from the department in July. And the Butte County Fire Department got a green light from county supervisors this week to partner with PG&E this wildfire season. The Chico Enterprise Record reports the fire department will be able to use one of PG&E's wildfire suppression helicopters for no charge for the first 2 hours of flight. The company will charge the county for any further use, and county firefighters may only use the helicopter for up to 40 flight hours. PG&E will also provide pilots and mechanical support. The paper reports supervisors were initially hesitant to partner with PG&E after its role in the 2018 Camp Fire, but it ultimately agreed additional aid this fire season was necessary. And in legislative news, the legislature passed a placeholder state budget this week, just ahead of a mandatory deadline. But lawmakers must still negotiate with Governor Newsom on the final deal. CalMatters' Alexi Kosef explains.
The legislature had to pass this budget on Thursday if they wanted to continue getting paid, but it does not represent a final agreement with Governor Gavin Newsom. There are still major disagreements with the governor on funding for public health programs, childcare, and prisons, among other issues. Negotiations are continuing behind closed doors, so we don't know exactly what's holding up a deal, but they'll need to reach an agreement by July 1st, when the next fiscal year begins.
That was CalMatters' Alexi Kosef. June is Pride Month, and Shasta County's LGBTQ plus organizations are hosting the 15th annual Reading Pride Parade. The theme for this year's event is New Beginnings. The parade will be downtown at the Market Street Promenade on Saturday, June 22nd. There'll be music, drag performers, and a dance party, and dozens of vendors. People are encouraged to dress for the occasion, but costumed or not, all are welcome to join in. And Chico's 1078 Gallery is hosting a fundraising event called Bowls for Gaza. The event aims to raise funds for Palestinians in need. The exhibit showcases 25 bowls made by Chico artists, symbolizing the needs of thousands of Palestinians starving in Gaza. Proceeds will go to World Central Kitchen. The silent auction is now open and ends tonight at 7:30. A reception will be held tonight from 6 to 8. And finally, California Democrats are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision this week that protects access to the abortion pill mifepristone. But state leaders also worried the case could work its way back through the court system. CalMatters' Kristen Wong has more.
In the wake of the court's decision, medication abortion will remain widely available to Californians. But Alliance Defending Freedom, the group challenging federal approval to expand distribution of mifepristone, said in a statement that it would continue its legal battle. In a tweet, Governor Newsom wrote, "Make no mistake, radical anti-abortion activists will stop at nothing to deny women their rights to access reproductive care." Attorney General Rob Bonta reaffirmed the Department of Justice's commitment to creating a safe haven for abortion here. "Doctors have also told me they worry about the constant legal challenges to abortion medication because it causes confusion among patients. They say that confusion can add to the healthcare barriers that people in marginalized communities already face."
That was CalMatters' Kristen Wong. And those are your headlines for Friday, June 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.